Secretary of State Antony Blinken joined South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Tae-yul to speak on relations between the two countries and points of shared international interest. Speaking through a translator, Cho condemned North Korea's latest missile launch, which was fired the same day as Blinken's arrival, and which violates UN Security Council resolutions against the North.
We condemn the DPRK's launch of ballistic missiles today, and through a seamless combined defense posture and strengthened extended deterrence, we pledged to prepare thoroughly for any potential North Korean provocations. Thirdly, we reviewed the achievements of the raucous cooperation and reaffirmed our commitment to follow-up measures. Korea and the U.S., through the Washington Declaration and the establishment of the NCG, have dramatically reinforced extended deterrence cooperation.
Blinken lauded the close relationship between South Korea and the United States and reiterated concerns about the growing alignment between North Korea and Russia, especially in Moscow's war on Ukraine.
In the last week of December, more than 1,000 North Korean forces were killed or wounded in Kursk. Casualties of Russia's effort to redraw the border of a sovereign country, Ukraine, to do it by force, and a sign of the growing threat posed by heightened cooperation between revisionist authoritarians in Moscow and in Pyongyang. Now, this is a two-way street. The DPRK is already receiving Russian military equipment and training. Now, we have reason to believe that Moscow intends to share advanced space and satellite technology with Pyongyang, and that Putin may be close to reversing a decades-long policy by Russia and accepting DPRK's nuclear weapons program.
Blinken and Cho both addressed questions about South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol's short-lived attempt to institute martial law last month. Both diplomats dismissed concerns about damage to the U.S.-South Korea alliance in the aftermath of the political turmoil in Seoul. Experts had warned that Yoon's martial law decree, which lasted only hours but has rattled politics, high-level diplomacy, and financial markets for weeks, exposed the fragility of South Korea's democratic system in a divided society. But Blinken argued that South Korea's response to the crisis has shown the strength and resiliency of democratic systems.
What sets democracies apart, democracies like the United States and the Republic of Korea, is the fact that when we have differences, when we have challenges to our systems, we don't pretend they don't exist. We don't ignore them. We don't sweep them under the rug. We confront them. We deal with them openly, transparently, and sometimes that's painful. Sometimes that's not pleasant to look at, but it goes to the very strength of our systems. And as our countries respond in different ways to different challenges, when we do so according to a constitution, according to the rule of law, and resolve differences peacefully, that is actually the strength of our systems and a strength that the Republic of Korea is reasserting today.
After leaving South Korea, Blinken will travel to Japan and then will wrap up the trip in Paris in meetings with French officials to discuss the Middle East and European security. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.